Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Know how it goes, shout out OCT. No rug cap, call out what we see. Whole game ready, ball of blitz on three. No, you can't stand on it on 2 feet. I already know you can't ball with me. Cause I brought up with the squad and me. They get a letter, they calling me. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert.
Ball alert. Welcome to the Ball Alert Show podcast. Available everywhere you get your podcast. Please continue to like, subscribe, and share our YouTube page at Baller Alert TV. I go by the name of Ferrari Simmons.
I go by the name, you know, BT.
OCT, what up?
Damani in the building.
Hey. Got them nails manicured. They shiny. Sure.
What's up, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, I'm great. I'm a big fan, man.
Thank you.
I was telling my co-hosts, aka my friends, I was just driving one day, and of course I knew you did music, and I saw that you did music. I was driving, listening to Cyrus XM, and I was like, damn, this song hard as fuck. I looked down, I said, damn, this shit is the money. Whoa. Downloaded it, added it to my playlist. Been a fan ever since.
Man, I love that, man. Appreciate it. Yes, sir, for real.
You ready, Op?
Yeah, let's take it back to the beginning, Damani. Okay. You know, this is your first time on the platform on Baller Alert. You know, can you take us back to, you know, how Damani grew up, the makings of who you are now? We've seen you grow up on TV, but, you know, that's the production aspect of it, you know, but... You mentioned Riverdale many times in your I hear it throughout all most of your albums. So let us know about the Dale a little bit.
So I stayed with my mother and Most people don't know that we got different moms. So me and Messiah got the same mom. Messiah's my older brother. We both lived with her, and we did stay in Riverdale for a while.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. I didn't know you and Messiah had the same mom.
She did tell us that.
Was telling us that.
It turned out to be a good balance, but I wasn't looking at it like that at the time. But so you could imagine going from this type of situation, which wasn't like bad, like I didn't look around and be like, man, we need to, this is crazy. I wasn't like that.
Yeah,
but it's just like when you see something else that's just like totally opposite of that, it's like it make you make you feel weird.
What do you mean by that?
Like your dad, like your dad's right. Living arrangements, and then you're
right, and it's not like a bad thing. It's just like I'm thinking about, dang, how does my mom feel? Like going on trips and stuff, and she's at the house, and going over here, we come back with clothes, toys, just whatever we ask for real, and that's it. That's just wondering how she feel, but
that's very thoughtful of you to feel that way too. Because most kids would be like, man, I'm good, I'm lit.
Everybody be like, I'm going to my daddy's house.
That's that Pisces, that water sign.
You a Pisces?
No, I'm a Cancer though.
Oh, what's that?
Huh?
What y'all be doing, crying?
No. But you feel the emotions, you know what I'm saying? You feel for your family. My brother's a Pisces, so he has a lot of emotions, and y'all are the most emotional sign of the whole zodiac.
But we try to act like we not.
Yeah. You know, were you her only kids, you and Messiah, or did she have other?
We were, but at the time we was, but now we got a sister.
Okay.
So she got another one.
So, you know, when you came back from, you know, living such a lavish life, like you said, going on trips, and then you having to adjust to go back home, was it kind of hard not to be, like, braggadocious or, you know, to your friends? Because I know they're looking at you.
Yeah. So I probably started off being braggadocious because I didn't understand it just yet. But then I realized, man, that's not cool coming back telling everybody all this good. So I started keeping it to myself. So... Mm. You know how you might come back from spring break or holiday break, and the teacher tell everybody what you did over holiday. Mm-hmm. I just started keeping it simple.
Mm-hmm.
Just was chilling.
But when they saw you on TV,
that's when it took it to another level.
And what grade or what year was this for you?
TV, I think it might have been fifth grade.
Wow. Damn.
That's a lot to handle in fifth grade, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine being on TV in the fifth grade and then coming back to school. How was that first experience when you first got on TV, going back into school, going to the fifth grade?
Of course, everybody see you on TV, but I was already cool. Like, I've been going to the same school since, fourth grade, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a shock to people, but they kind of grew with me. It's mm-hmm. like I didn't pretty much switch schools after that. So all my friends was already my friends. It's just
and everybody already knew T.I. was your dad, obviously.
Right. They had some people knew.
Okay.
But the TV definitely.
They was like, oh, that's his daddy for real.
For sure. And I just seen you last night.
Yeah.
So.
But did it give you cool points that a lot of people want to be your friend?
Probably.
Okay.
Did you like that, though? Did you like, how did you feel about, because I don't think you really had a choice, did you? Did you have a choice?
Choice, yeah. They asked, did we want to do it?
Okay.
And I was like, sure, yeah.
What about Messiah?
Everyone had a choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know for that. Sure.
And you're older than Messiah, right?
Messiah's
the oldest,
13 months older than me, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Were you looking to him a little bit for guidance when you were younger?
It'd be crazy if I said I would. I didn't. I think I did, for sure. That's my older brother. I mean, I try to learn from everybody. I look at my younger siblings, too, for guidance, too, because they'll mess around and say something, too. So,
You're just soaking it all up.
Exactly. So, but I definitely did look to him for guidance.
Well, you know, in your first project, I believe, you mentioned being a rapper and, you know, helping your mom live a better life.
For sure.
Can you expound on that a little bit?
A better life. I just wanted to match... Just wanted to match it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when we go on a trip here, we can go on a trip here. Mm-hmm. So that's just what, like I said, I was just thinking about how she may have felt because we didn't really have that conversation, and I turned to my music. I really just had that conversation in my music. But after she heard the music, she had to let me know because she didn't know I was thinking like that. She was like, yeah, I don't be thinking like that, Damani, and so, but yeah, it's just that. It's just making sure that it's the same thing that we do over here, that we're able to do it over here too.
Now you said in the music, when did you start playing around with music?
9 years old.
Okay.
9 years old. Pops was locked up. Was at the grandma's house. My cousins was in the studio, so my cousins kind of took over the studio at my grandma's house, and I was just around in the basement just playing, and then one day I just sat in the studio, and they was playing some beats, and then I just told my cousin, I said, I want to do something, and they all just looked at me, and they was like, what you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I want to do some music, and that's how I started.
When did you start taking it really seriously, though?
Probably 14, 15.
Now, you really be into your vibe. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, I hear a little J. Cole. Is J. Cole one of your favorite rappers?
J. Cole, Jay-Z, Andre, my father, Wayne. But yeah.
You got a lot of favorites.
What do you feel like when people, you know, compare you to J. Cole or say, man, he sounds just like J. Cole?
I think that's the introduction to, that's how everyone basically says, this is something new and I like it. Like when you eat some food and you like it, but oh, this tastes like whoop de whoop.
So you take it as a compliment.
Take it as a compliment. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever had a conversation with J. Cole? Or
not about that, but we was at a camp recently, actually for his album, and somebody was looking for me. I was there. Somebody was looking for me and thought I was him. He said, the money. He turned around. He said, nah, it's me.
Hey. Oh. I like that.
I mean, yeah, you both got the dreads. Uh-huh.
For sure.
What made you decide to grow dreads?
Locks.
Locks.
That's a good catch, too. I was just in class just twisting my hair. I had a fro at first, and I was just in class twisting my hair, and I just left it. For real.
That's simple.
That's it.
There was nothing behind it.
No parting, no getting done. I didn't sit down in no chair. I was in class, probably not paying attention, doing this. And it just stayed.
Well, you done inspired your daddy, it looked like, because he got
right.
The dreads.
Oh, he was the one talking about it.
Oh, he was?
He was the main one talking about it.
What was he saying when you got locks?
He was just, because, you know, you got to go through that phase. Yeah. You got to go through the crazy looking phase.
Yeah.
Where your hair don't know whether to drop or stay up.
it's like a,
right, all over the place. So, he was talking about it at first. Because it's kind of crazy. I'm going through that phase, and he don't understand it. But he trying to, he growing locks now.
It's kind of like the crazy hair phase. That's what I tell people. I said that's really when you gonna test yourself if you really think you got good self esteem. When you go through that phase where you like your hair, you know, you can't just comb it down no more. Sure. You know what I'm saying?
It's like being a kid and going through an awkward stage.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And you got to just commit. You got to lock in.
Yeah.
For sure.
So you speak a lot in your previous albums about going to college. Why did you choose not to do that?
I already had a team. I already had music was my main focus. And I knew, one, I knew if I went to college, I wasn't going to want to do the work. I was just going to figure out a way to get around doing the work and have someone else do it for me. Two, but I did want to go for the experience, though. I wanted to go for the experience just to be around people, I guess, all working towards the same goal. I guess that's always good. Mm-hmm. But I already had a team. I already had this music thing going. And I'm like, man. And I had like a tour opportunity. So I'm like, I'm either go to college or either go on this tour. I chose the tour. I chose music. So, and that was only because it's like, my team really been waiting on me to get out of high school too. Mm-hmm. Because we couldn't really do nothing like until the weekends. We couldn't travel until the weekends, mm-hmm. studio until the weekends. So it was like, yeah, we finna do this full force. Now that we just graduated, so I just chose music.
How did your parents feel about that choice?
They didn't care. They didn't care. They wanted, they just wanted me to do something. Mm-hmm. You know, you just want your kids to do something.
Right.
Have a plan. Just really be, put 110% into it. And they seen that I was serious. And I guess they always let me rock. Because everything I did, they seen it. I had like a look in my eyes. I was just so serious about it. Even like some weird stuff. Mm-hmm. And they just always let me rock.
Now, I know we're talking about all this stuff, but how was your personal life? Did you have a girlfriend at the time? Or
when?
At any point?
Any point? Yeah, high school? Sure I did.
Okay, so how do you maintain both?
Just conversations. I guess conversations, communicating, letting each other know what we are. Letting each other know how we want things. I think it's just all the conversation.
Sounds very mature. Is Damani in a relationship now?
Man, I'm good right now.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I'm like,
I don't even know what that means.
You're open to whatever.
No, I think that means he's
that
in a relationship.
Crazy.
I think that means he's in a relationship and they good right now.
Is this would this be the young lady who likes Hennessy and crystals?
Man, that song. You on this song? What are you talking about?
I'm just asking.
She definitely likes Henny and Christian. You like that song?
Yeah.
I love that song. That song is actually not about a specific incident, though.
Mm-hmm.
That song is really about me saying that I like a girl who know how to have fun and, like, also a little spiritual and, like, she's smart at the same time. Hennessy and Crystal, that's what that meant. That's what I was thinking when I made it, but mm-hmm. it turned into some, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. So is that what you look for in a woman? Like yeah. you said, spiritual, who has fun, too?
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
I like a well-rounded person, man.
Who know how to cook rice.
You see, okay now. She know what's going on. Y'all not even catching it, huh?
I'm catching
it.
She always
everything.
On point, though.
Okay, do you have a celebrity crush of any kind?
I like Erykah Badu.
Okay.
Well, I like Sade.
One of my okay.
Sade, for sure.
Really?
I love, like, and I'm glad you brought up Sade because I love the production. I can tell, like, from your first project up into, you know, your latest project, the growth in production. I love the saxophones and the horns that, mm-hmm. that are played softly, because at first it was like, you know, it gave, you know, you had the samples going and it was really, you know, a lot going on. But now it's kind of more laid back and chill type of thing, like mm-hmm. how it kind of goes with your flow, kind of matches that.
For sure.
Was there a method to that?
Nah, I just think we just grow. I think I just allowed myself to just, I never felt like I mastered a certain sound or a certain thing I was doing in the studio. So I always was just open to just trying new things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it was planned out at all. I just love instruments. I love live music. But at the same time, I like 808s. And I just combined the two. And I just ran into and, like, always just been around just dope musicians, people who know how to play the guitar, bass guitar, saxophone, viola, all mm-hmm. type of stuff. We all just sat in the studio and just kept coming back. And now we just got a great chemistry.
And is that one of the advantages of having, you know, half of you being, you know, well off? In a sense, as far as what your dad provides for you, is that a perk of it? Like being able to bring in musicians like that versus somebody without the resources to kind of, you know, make a beat on Fruity Loops or something versus you getting like true musicians to create a masterpiece?
Don't down Fruity Loops, though.
I'm not, but I'm just saying that's Fruity all Loops. Some people got.
Yeah, but that's all a lot of people need, too. Weezy, Fruity Loops. Mm-hmm. Weezy got a... ugly looking, you know Weezy Beats.
Weezy out of here.
Mm-hmm. Weezy got an ugly laptop, and mm-hmm. he got Fruity Loops, and he been on Fruity Loops since he started probably.
Mm-hmm.
And Weezy is out of here.
Yeah, for sure. But it's hard to conduct a big massive sound through right. Fruity Loops.
I know what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
but I just didn't want people to get the wrong impression about Fruity Loops.
Yeah. No, shout out to Fruity Loops.
She's a producer too.
For real?
Yeah, never on Fruity Loops. I used to be a Reason person, a propeller okay. hit, but I haven't really done it in a while.
I'm not down.
Well, the last thing that I really liked was Pretty Sonus Studio One, because it allowed me to, you know, record live instruments or just use their stuff and like combine the two, analog and digital, in one.
For so, sure. Yeah, I see what you're saying, because that is difficult to do in FL.
Mm-hmm.
Most people start to beat in FL and then add instruments on some other stuff.
Pro Tools or Logic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. But yeah, that is an advantage. That is definitely an advantage. Having a relationship, and then just people. Sometimes you get genuine people, and then sometimes you get people with a motive, of course. But yeah, y'all still end up getting something done. But yeah, that's definitely an advantage for okay. sure.
So you got any dream collabs?
I know this is just a broad answer, but I really want to genuinely work with people who genuinely want to work with me. But if I had to say some names, it would be, I like Tyler. I like...
Tyler the Creator.
Tyler the Creator, but I'm talking about Tyler the...
Oh, Tyler the Water.
For sure.
Singer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha.
But Tyler the Creator, too.
Okay.
And
Cole.
I definitely want to hear you and Cole for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
I hear him on Sleep It Off.
For sure.
Yeah. We get a remix or something.
If he stumble across it,
yeah. Because I heard he's similar to you. Like if he genuinely likes something, he'll hop on it. He doesn't charge for features.
For sure, exactly.
That's why we got to put this in the energy. Because when y'all do hop on a song together, you know
it's gonna be magical. Are you and your dad gonna ever?
He's on the Libra project.
Mm-hmm.
But I want y'all to drop a full
project.
Yeah, can we get that?
Could
y'all
we?
Talked about it on that stage that one time.
I don't see why not. It just got to happen.
Mm. who got to convince who? And we had your dad and King on the show mm-hmm. when he was promoting the movie. And I said this to him. I was like, man, Damani's fire. I'm a big fan of Damani, man.
Oh, me man. Too. Me too, man.
Now, did that kind of hit you left field when he started doing music like that? The way that he's recording his music?
It didn't really hit me left field because at first it sucked, right?
Oh.
At the beginning, because he wasn't talking about nothing but, like, you know what I'm saying, going to the mall and buying stuff. I said, man, you finna get beat up because don't nobody want to hear no rich kid talk about all the stuff that they can't do. I said, you got to find ways to relate, you know, find the things that matter to you that would matter to other people regardless of where they live, how much money they got and the stuff. Like the common, you gotta find common ground. And he accepted the challenge. And when he came back, and you know, he was kind of, you know, talking about being rich on the weekends and moving and going back to the apartments to live with his mama. You know, see, I was like, that kind of stuff, that's that what you need to talk about. And he just kind of, through trial and error and taking the lessons that every project that he dropped, because he got like 8 projects and he owned them all, you know what I mean?
Salute to that.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
Got a smart dad though. So
he has a catalog, you know what I'm saying? And so throughout that catalog, he just picked up lessons along the way and he applied to the music he's doing now.
Can we get a joint project with y'all too?
Oh, nah, they don't want to do no project with me.
He just know that he know that we be feeling like we in his shadow, and we just be keeping that in mind. And sometimes he forget about that. He don't look at it like that, cause you're the parent. You looking like these are my kids, and this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to make life easier. We looking at it like, pops, we trying to stand on our own. So,
trying to stand on business.
Standing on business.
Standing on business.
We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X. And modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
What's going down? This is Damani, and I know you're already watching, but I want to say right now, like, comment, and subscribe on the Baller Alert Show.
Can we talk about When the Ink Dries?
Yeah, for sure.
EP?
It's an EP, 4 songs.
Why? Why only 4 songs?
only 4 songs, because that's a good question, because they were trying to make it 5 and I was so...
Who's they? Your team?
Team, yeah.
Because you're independent.
Yeah.
Got it.
For sure. They was trying to make it 5 and I was telling everybody, no, it got to be 4. But for real, why 4? I don't know. I just felt like... I felt
you're
like...
You're naturally funny, by the way.
Thank you. I felt like 5 was...
He's silly.
I felt like 5 wasn't a good number.
Okay.
But it really was no thought, for real. Just 4 songs. 4 songs that I teased on the on the internet with some visuals to it, and people said they wanted it.
Okay.
So just before the holidays get crazy, I just wanted to put it out.
Hmm. Now, you know, let's speak on being independent. What are some of the advantages that you've seen so far of being independent?
Being independent. Advantages, you could do what you want. Disadvantages is that you can do what you want. Same thing.
That's a good answer.
I think it's a known play that every artist sees. So every artist that take enough time to sit back and that's comfortable enough to sit back and scope the scene, they see that before I get a major label, before I sign a deal, I want to have leverage so I could make a good deal or be able to negotiate. If I don't have leverage, I won't be able to negotiate a good deal. So I don't think people just sit and say, I want to be independent and that's it. I don't want to see no deals. No, I think people just want to have the leverage. That's how I feel.
Okay.
I want to be able to show something to say, this is why I want this, because this is it. You see this right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you building leverage right now.
For sure.
Great answer.
Do you have any labels that have reached out to you in the past?
Reached out, like said some things, but like presented paperwork, that's different. So a lot of labels and said some stuff. But like I said, man, I'm just doing my own thing, building leverage, just having fun with it, for real, figuring it out as I go.
Now, who taught you about the art of leveraging? Because I feel like a lot of artists don't talk about, you know, going in these label, you know, meetings and having leverage.
Experience, and of course my father, but just being in meetings and hearing how conversations go, I would say that taught me a lot. But I think more people got a outdated mindset, like thinking like if I get a label deal, like I made it. Nah, that's not it.
It's really the beginning.
That's really it.
I do have a question for you. How is you and your father's relationship?
Wonderful. That's my father, but that's like my best friend, for real.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the music only came from him, because I see you're a very well-rounded artist to me. Did your mom do any music?
Nah, she ain't doing no music. She be joking, talking about,
okay,
like she gonna do a verse or something, but... Nah.
So no music bones in her body?
Nope.
So it's just from pops?
From pops, my sisters,
okay,
my cousins. You know, Shout to God?
Oh yeah, Shout to God.
That's my cousin.
That's the homie.
He,
yeah.
Before that, he was in the Rich Kids though.
Yep, mm-hmm. Of course.
But the OMG girl, my whole family really, yeah, on that side. It's just my mom didn't do no music at all.
So Messiah don't do music at all?
Before, he didn't do music, no.
Nah, he's doing it now?
He just started doing music maybe like 4 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. He got his own flow. Like, he got his own swag.
Yeah, he definitely has his own style.
He hopped about the 60s or something.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, he definitely out there.
Yeah. Okay. But the only two that don't is Major and Deja, right?
Major and Deja.
They don't do music.
Yep, because Ayers do music. Yep, Ayers killing it right now. Mm-hmm.
She can sing, my boy.
Yeah,
she can sing
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all right. So you and King got a song,
mm-hmm,
like father like son.
Yep.
What's up?
What is it about?
Yeah. Now King sound like Gunna a little bit.
I never heard no one say
he
that.
He definitely has a similar flow.
I didn't think of
that. You never thought about that?
I've never seen.
He gave me a little tune. He gave me a little tune in that. Did y'all record that together?
Yeah, not together, but the same night. Okay. So I'm at the studio. I think I might have been playing cards downstairs, mm-hmm. and then he came down and said, "Hey, I got one for you."
Okay.
But I had to finish my card game. It was getting heated.
Okay.
But by the time I went up there, I think he left. So then I heard what he made, and then I just did mine right there.
Now, I don't know if you saw King, he went viral on our show, because that's when K-Dub and Pops was, I was giving him a compliment about his teeth. I said, hey, King, I'm going to give him a crack real white, King.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
man, I appreciate it.
Well, the truth of the matter is.
Okay, tip, all right, tip.
Hey, man, Jada ain't got over Toothpox Shakur.
Oh, my gosh.
She was in that movie with Queen Latifah.
Man, now y'all going too far.
It's all right.
Yo, old TD boy 2 Chainz.
King, my bad.
Nah, it's all right.
Now, how is you and King's relationship?
Same, man. It's my little big bro.
Okay.
For sure.
Standing on business.
Always. For sure.
When things happen, do you call him? Because you're big bro. Do you call him and calm him down?
I think every time something happens, I think he sits down and expects me to call. He already know I'm finna call. So
what'd you say to him this last time after the game?
Just relax. I said, this too shall pass, you know. Okay. So just calm down.
That's a real T.I. answer.
That is a
this
definite,
too shall
that,
pass.
Was that strategic to drop the song after the incident?
Or was that already?
I had nothing to do with that right there.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
I had nothing to do with that. But I'm just glad it's out.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay.
Because, you know, a lot of music stay in the hard drive and just on the flash drive or on a computer. So to see a moment like this actually get released, I love it.
How'd your dad feel about the song?
He loved the song. He loves the song for sure.
Does he tell you when he doesn't like a song?
Yeah. I haven't heard that lately, but yeah, for sure. When I like first started making music, he'd be like, yeah. Just keep going.
He hit you with the just keep going.
For sure. Just keep going, man.
Now y'all was really expressive in this song that y'all just dropped. Do you ever feel pressure about, you know, feeling like you have to portray yourself a certain way because of who your dad is?
Pressure. I don't think it's more so pressure right now. Maybe it could have been at the beginning. But when you just sit back and really understand what's going on and understand the position that you're in and accept the position that you're in, it's all easy for real. Mm-hmm. Because you see the bigger picture. You see it from a different perspective.
Now the way that y'all grew up, do y'all feel like y'all grew up like from the hood based on, you know, the living situations that...
Like when you say y'all, you want me to speak for everyone?
No, you don't have to speak for everyone. I was just listening to the song and it sounds like, you know, just from hearing the song that, you know, King feels a certain type of way of like, okay, y'all think of us pertaining to you and him a certain way because of the TV show, but this is what's really what's going on that, you know, that the public doesn't know.
I think King... I think everything King's trying to say is just coming off. He's using the wrong words, I feel like, and I told him this. I feel like what he's trying to say is what was on TV is not exactly what actually happened. And I think he's only trying to say that because people try to treat him differently because they think that. I don't think he's just out here just saying it out the blue because of something. I think, like, we are living our own lives. He got his own thing going on. I don't know what be going on when he go outside or
right.
He was in school. We went to different schools. He went to school by himself, actually. So yeah, that was another thing. I just think he's using the wrong choice of words. Mm-hmm. I think he's just trying to say he went to school from his grandma's house. He stayed at his grandma's house.
Like, just to have a more realistic life versus just being some rich kid, I wanted to really experience life like everybody else.
Right. I think just us as in the black community, I feel like we just treat kids differently when their parents are successful. So I think right now we're just witnessing how a family deals with that. Mm. How a family deals with that backlash, you know, growing up in school.
Mm-hmm.
We all went to regular schools, public schools.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned
with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
What's going down? This is The Money, and I know you're already watching, but I want to say right now, like, comment, and subscribe on the Baller Alert Show.
I feel like a lot of people don't understand the fact that, you know, what King was saying is like, hey, man, we didn't, that TV show is portraying us to make it look like we all like one big happy family and we all live in this big house together.
Oh,
I mean, yeah, I'm saying like in a sense of like, you know, the public, like everybody thinks that watch y'all grew up on TV is that y'all all just lived in this one big house together.
That is how
people I did think
it.
That.
That's how it I thought definitely that. Seemed. Nah, that's not the case though. I think that is what he's trying to come across.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely trying to get that across, but it's I don't even think people gonna understand it for real. Like
because of the way that it was edited and shot. I thought you stayed there. I thought everyone stayed there.
I thought
there.
Everybody stayed there, too. I'm not going to lie. There.
But I understand, though. I understand now, looking back, I was like, oh, okay. But, you know, as you watching, this is, damn, bro, you was like, you were a kid. I remember. And I feel like I've known you forever, but I've only met you like 3 times. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, for real, for real. So, yeah, I was just saying, yeah, it's just the way that they produced it. But it definitely looked like y'all all stayed in the house and everyone was all the way happy, which
for sure.
I think. In all families, that's never the case.
Do you run into that problem that King has?
What problem?
Where people think that you come from this big life?
I let people rock out unless I feel like it's not healthy for them to think that. Then I'll help. And you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I let people rock out. It's like sometimes they'll be like, yeah, I seen your mom. But I know they're not talking about my real mom. Mm-hmm. Talking about Tiny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care to correct you. I know what you meant. You know what I'm saying? So
understood.
They talk about, yeah, man, I see you. You stay in the house. Woo-woo. I know what you're talking about.
So you just pretty much let people be dumb.
people go with what they're comfortable going with. For real. It's like, it's like, because it's not like wrong. Like, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like.
And Tiny is your stepmom.
Tiny is my stepmom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like I just don't.
So in theory, care. All right, I did see your mom.
Right, I just don't care to actually.
Right, right, right.
I'm not finna. That's like trying to change someone's religion and like in public though.
Understood.
Walking and talking and trying to.
Because it'd kind of be like you're embarrassing them because of something that they.
Right, trying to correct them.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you meant, man. Yeah, for sure.
How was having Tiny as a stepmom?
Wonderful.
Or she is. I'm sorry, not was.
Yeah, wonderful. She was always singing. you wake up in the morning and hear just harmonies, melodies from downstairs. She walking through the house, just singing.
And she seems super supportive.
Yeah, with everyone, mm-hmm. for sure. Both, all parents, for real. But yeah, man, she's wonderful.
Yeah. Going back, like when people think that you come from a certain background, you have people who try to leech onto you and try to take advantage of you. Mm-hmm. And in your one of your projects, Amygdala, mm-hmm. From Still Got Love. Yeah. When you were talking about someone stealing from you, was that a real experience?
Yeah. Yes, it was. For sure. That was, I ain't even never talked about that outside of the music. It was like people like, those were like my day one people though. Mm-hmm. But for sure, you'll get some of that.
Can you expound on that experience and how what it taught you? You know, did it teach you not to be so carefree? Like, what happened with that?
It's a good question. I ain't really ever had the conversation with myself, so I would just be here just freestyling. What did I take from it? Just to roll with the punches a little bit better, I think. roll with the punches. We still cool. But it's just we not where we was, mm-hmm. for sure. Just rolling with the punches, not getting your hopes up about a lot of stuff and about people.
Did it help you choose your friends going forward more wiser, or is no new friends with you, or
new friend? No, I'm a cool person. I like learning from people. So mm-hmm. I'll sit and have a conversation with someone. I got a good vibe detector, so I can feel people's vibes. I know a lot of people say that, but I really do.
Okay, but Still Got Love.
For sure. And my brother Messiah, he actually produced that one.
Hey, I was gonna ask, does he produce some of your projects?
Yeah, he produced that one. Okay. He produced Family Connect, the one with me and Pops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Fine.
What's it like working with your siblings in the studio?
Think it's like working with another dope artist, but just with already a built-in level of respect. I say that's.
I mean, because sometimes, you know, you can argue and fight with your siblings and mm-hmm. do it over. I don't want to do it, you know.
Nah, I think we good at letting each other do our own thing, and then we take turns doing our own thing, come back in and add stuff, take away stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we good at that. I don't know how we so good at that, but we let each other rock out. We let each other rock out, and we come together and oversee it from a bigger perspective, mm-hmm. and we put something out.
I love it.
Again, like I told you when you walked up, I'm a fan.
Before the Ink Dry, and is that available now?
Yep, so just came out.
So it just dropped. How you feel?
It's just more music, man. It's just more music. It's just more music. I love it. I love it. I love that... everything that I do has just been in an upward trajectory. Mm-hmm. Just more people just getting to hear the dope music, for real. So I love it. I love the process. I'm loving the journey.
Okay.
Do you like the grind? Do you like being independent and really having a grind?
For sure. For sure. I think that not even like independent. I do like the grind, though. Mm-hmm.
Before we get out of here, what are those beads that you have on...
My wrist.
Yeah, what are those?
I think someone gave me these. This tiger's eye, the brown one's tiger's eye. I don't know what these red ones are. Mm. But people be giving me, like, crystals and bracelets and necklaces.
Henny and crystals, that's
because of Henny and crystals. And I just accept them.
Okay.
So, sometimes I be wearing...
Hey, my mom gave me this Thanksgiving.
For real? Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Man, I left mine at home, man. I'm the only one with no bead on, man.
I got the amethyst popping.
I think I got the tiger. I got to say, I got that, too.
I got the amethyst popping.
I love my beads at
home. Like the planets over there. Yeah. That's what it's supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. You got all the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Damani, we appreciate you for joining us right here on the Baller Alert Show.
Appreciate
Before the Ink Dries is out now, hope everybody goes and streams it. And do you have a tour coming up later for it? Or
top of the year next year, we will be rolling out a lot of stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be looking out, man. And I hope you come back.
Yeah, you got to come back, man.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here, though, we do have a pep talk with Damani.
What's going down? This is Damani pep talk. Let me see. I ain't gonna say nothing crazy. It's everything you heard before. You can do anything you put your mind to. I know everybody hate to hear that, but it's the real deal. Let me see. Don't let nobody just. It's the regular stuff, man. Just look up common quotes and y'all be safe, man. You can do anything you put your mind to.
Baller Alert! Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms at Baller Alert. Log on to BallerAlert.com.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.